Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good evening, everybody. I'm sending today's message out at kind of a strange time because this morning I had to get up so early and be on the road to Evansville, Indiana, that I just couldn't send a message out before I had to leave. It was like the middle of the night. So I don't usually say good evening, everybody, but it is indeed evening. So today I want to talk a little bit about vitamin D, which is still a very misunderstood topic. I think I send somebody an email response at least once a day about this who's being told to take vitamin D supplements, sometimes in toxic doses, to remedy what often turns out to be a non-existent deficiency. Normal vitamin D levels are between 20 and 30 nanograms, a level easily achieved for most people with regular sunlight exposure combined with a healthy diet. But one of the problems we continue to have in medicine, and I've stated this many times in reference to many different things, is that once we discover that something is useful, and that something can be a hormone or a nutrient of some type, the idea is that if a little bit of it is a good idea, then tons of it must be spectacularly better. And so the recommendation for vitamin D has sort of followed that trend. A new study that I just recently read shows that this more is better theory is misdirected as it pertains to vitamin D. A group of German researchers has determined that pregnant women with lower vitamin D levels delivered children who were less likely to develop allergies than mothers with higher vitamin D levels. Children of women who consumed more vitamin D during pregnancy were more likely to have IgE responses to egg whites, milk protein, wheat flour, peanuts, and soy. And the German researchers were able to identify a mechanism of action that explained this relationship. Regulatory T cells are important in preventing overreaction to allergens, thereby protecting against the development of allergies. And the higher the blood levels of vitamin D in these mothers and their children, the lower the levels of regulatory T cells. And so the researchers concluded that excess vitamin D could suppress the development of proper immune function and increase the risk of allergy in children. So it's unfortunate that some of the wrong ideas that I continue to talk about diet, health, and medicine, just won't go away. Several, like mammograms, omega-3 fats, and vitamin D, have developed an almost cult-like following that's impervious to evidence-based discussions, and the fervor confuses the public and really stands in the way of making things better. So the vast majority of the research shows that vitamin D is not the best thing to take in supplement form, and that it's a misadvised strategy for the vast majority of the public, and this is just one more example. So that's all for now, and I will be back to you in just a few hours because it'll be morning and time to talk to you again. So thanks for your patience today, and I will speak with you again in a few hours.